meeting of the House Business Labor Committee for May 29, 2013. We have a couple of things on the agenda. The last item, Senate Bill 294, we won't be hearing. So I want to let you guys know that.
We won't be hearing.
294. So I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 795A.
Madam Chair, committee members, the measure is brought to you by Senator Brzozinski. It allows the holder of brew pub license to store, transport, and sell malt beverages at one location other than the premise where the manufacturing occurs. The amendment was discussed conceptually, but now you have before you the A7 amendment. It, in addition to the original measure, it allows special events, brewery pub house licensees, temporary sales licensee, special events winery licensee, and special event grower sales privilege licensee to sell growlers of wine, cider, and malt beverages. Also requires winery licensee and the grower sales privilege licensee to allow a patron to remove a partially consumed bottle of wine. Allows the applicant of a service permit to dispense malt beverages, wine, and cider, and growlers. Declares an emergency effective on passage. We're waiting for the fiscal and the revenue on this amendment, which just came in yesterday. But the committee, if they wish, could adopt the amendment today.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
You want to move the amendment?
Sure. Before we do that, do we want need to... Dan, do you want to talk at all about the amendment? Okay, pretty clear.
Would you like me to move the amendment?
Sure, please.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -A7 amendments to Senate Bill 795.
Okay, Representative Barton moves that we adopt the -A amendments to Senate Bill 795. Is there any discussion? Okay, is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, the amendment is adopted. And the measure will be carried over till Friday at 9:30. We're going to meet at 9:30. As we await the fiscal and revenue analysis. If it doesn't come in, I will let you guys know.
And there's no chance it can come in before today.
It could.
We can check before we adjourn, maybe.
Well, we could do that, and if it does, we could give an hour's notice for a meeting.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm tracking with Representative Kenner. That would be my preference.
Do you have any influence?
It'll be here Friday anyway. So.
Yeah, we will let you know.
Don't the vice chairs overrule the chair?
In Mr. Burton's case, yes.
That's sweet of you, Madam Chair.
Okay, with that, I close a work session on Senate Bill 795 and open up a work session on Senate Bill 96.
Madam Chair, committee members, the measure allows qualified self-insured employer groups to apply for an exemption to the requirement that the self-insured employers provide DCBS a security deposit for payment of compensation for injuries to workers. Defines what a qualified self-insured employer group is. It is a self-insured employer group that is a municipal corporation or a public corporation. There are no amendments. The committee had the public hearing on May 1st. And it came over from the Senate on a vote of 28-2. MLAC fully supported the measure. There's no revenue impact. There's a minimal fiscal impact.
Okay, thank you. Representative Barton.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 96A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Okay, Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 96A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Excused.
Representative Witt.
No.
Representative Whitener.
Aye.
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Excused.
Vice Chair Representative Kenmer.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Move to the floor. Is there someone that I could carry this on the floor?
I think Representative Witt.
Sure.
Representative Barton, would you like to carry this?
I'd be happy to.
Thank you. Representative Barton will carry this to the floor. Okay, so I close the work session on Senate Bill 96A and open up a work session on Senate Bill 252A.
Madam Chair, committee members, committee heard this on May 8th. Before you now, you have the proposed A2 amendment. This is the measure that increases the penalty employer to employers for their continued late filing of unemployment to the Employment Department of their quarterly payroll report. Increases the minimum from about $85 now to a flat $100. Also increases a penalty for continued late filing when there's a zero payroll. The original bill had it going from $5 to $25. The amendment creates a tiered penalty for those who are late filers of their zero payroll. The first violation is a written warning. Second violation within 3 years carries a $10 penalty. Violation after that is $25. Violation after that is $50. And then third and subsequent violations are $100.
Okay, thank you. We do have some people from, David from the Department of Employment to talk about the amendments.
Thank you, Chair Gilbert, members of the committee. For the record, David Gerstenfeld with the Employment Department. And I think actually the Dash A2 amendments were summarized very well by the committee administrator. The concerns that members of the committee had expressed when the bill was heard before had to do with the penalty being increased from $5 to $25 for those employers who were reporting that they had no payroll during a particular calendar quarter. And there was a suggestion that rather than having just a single increase of that penalty amount, that the department work with industry and business to look at a tiered penalty system. And the result of that is the A2 amendment. So we did work with NFIB and AOI, who have seen this and don't have any objections to this amendment. So instead of just increasing the existing $5 penalty to $25 for a second failure to timely file that report, a second offense would just be $10. And then for those employers that continue to not file, it steps up from $10 to $25, then from $25 to $50, and then from $50 to $100.
So they have like five chances before they get to the top.
Correct, Chair.
Okay.
And that also the other point, this retains the fact that if there's a three-year period of no untimely filings where they're timely for 3 years, mm-hmm. that they kind of reset back to just getting a warning.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, are there any questions? Okay, thank you for
thank
working
you.
On this.
Thanks for working on that.
Yeah, thank you.
And, Madam Chair, committee members, I will point out that there is a revenue impact statement issued and a fiscal impact statement issued.
Okay. Is this one that needs to be moved to Ways and Means?
Yes, because of the fiscal impact, leadership has asked that this bill be referred to Ways and Means.
Okay, but we can. Accept the Dash 2 amendments.
And you can move it to Ways and Means.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the Dash A2 amendments to Senate Bill 252.
Okay, Representative Barton moves to adopt the A2 amendments to Senate Bill 252. Is there any discussion? Okay, is there any objection? Okay, motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 252. As amended to the floor, with a due pass recommendation that the measure be referred to Ways and Means.
Okay, Representative Barton moves Senate Bill 252A to the floor as amended, the due pass recommendation, and that the measure be referred to Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Okay, seeing none. Brandon, could you call the roll, please?
Representative Fagan.
Aye.
Representative Widener.
No.
Representative Witt.
Aye.
Representative Thatcher.
Excused.
Representative Holby.
Aye.
Representative Thompson.
Aye.
Representative Matthews.
Excused.
Vice Chair Representative Barton.
Aye.
Vice Chair Representative Kenemer.
Aye.
Chair Representative Doherty.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Okay, with that, I close the work session on Senate Bill 252. And a couple of announcements. We have one bill that we need to deal with on Friday, and so since it's only one bill, I could let you guys sleep in for another 15 minutes, and we'll meet at 9:45.
9:45.
Madam Chair, is there any possibility of perhaps convening this afternoon to work that one bill?
If it comes in, what does your guys' time schedules look like?
Madam Chair, committee members, but I just want to add that the request for the fiscal and the revenue just went in this morning, so it does have to go out to OLCC for the review. I can check with fiscal office as soon as we finish here as to the chance of it finishing up today?
And if not, we can look at it for tomorrow.
Thursday, yeah, maybe tomorrow.
That would be, yeah.
Okay. I just have a hunch that, at least for a lot of members, assuming there's no floor session, which is still an assumption, that they'd be coming in especially for that.
Okay, we'll be flexible. We'll give you an hour's notice.
Most of us, if we have other commitments, can take a 15-minute break.
Right.
I'm in rules from 3 to 5. So.
Yeah. You probably are desperate.
So am I.
Oh, you were.
Yes, you can't be excused from that.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. We'll just kind of play it by ear and see what goes on. Okay.
We look to rules right now.
Yeah, just need to. Okay, any other business today?
It should do.
Okay, I adjourn the Committee on Business and Labor. Thank you.